The 71st Annual Emmy Awards are this weekend, and whether you prefer to call this the golden age of television or just peak TV, there's a lot of nominees in a ton of categories. With us is the host of WNYC's All of It, Allison Stewart. Allison, thanks for coming in early.
Oh, my pleasure.
So one thing I noticed, that there is no host for the ceremony this year. Why not?
Well, I think you might remember that the Oscars went hostless this past year.
Because, it's a thing now.
Yeah, there was some homophobic remarks surfaced from Kevin Hart, and so he stepped down and they never replaced him. At the Emmys last year, Colin Jost and Michael Che from Saturday Night Live were the hosts. They're very funny guys, but they were sort of fish out of water, didn't get the best reviews, wasn't their thing. So the Emmys are following the Oscars in this trend.
All right, let's go on to the nominees. You've interviewed several this year, including actor Bill Hader, the star of HBO's Barry, which is up for Outstanding Comedy Series.
Yep, he's also up for Outstanding Actor in a Comedy Series. And you know, this is a really dark comedy. It's about a hitman who wants to turn over a new leaf and become an actor. And in this season, we learned a lot about his backstory as a veteran from the wars in Afghanistan, where he became a killing machine. So I asked Bill Hader, how do you layer that serious storyline with the comedy? Mm-hmm. And this is what he told me.
You know, our thing actually is we kind of write it seriously first, and then we go over it again, making sure the emotion works, making sure that the logic works. And then we get bored and we start adding jokes is kind of what happens.
That's great.
He's so dry. So Barry is on HBO and it's up against Veep.
Oh, another great show.
In its final year, yeah.
All right. What other shows and categories should people be keeping their eyes on? Any newcomers?
I think the comedy category is incredibly interesting. There's two female-led shows, Amazon's Fleabag, which of course is Phoebe Waller-Bridge breaking the fourth wall. And a lot of people are saying that might be the one show that could upset Veep for best comedy series. Mm-hmm. But there's also Russian Doll, which is about a woman from New York City in the East Village who keeps dying and returning on her 36th birthday and doesn't know why. Huh. It stars Natasha Lyonne, who also co-created it with Amy Poehler. It's a very New York-centric show. And they always say, you know, the show as a character is kind of a cliche, but it's actually really true, and the creators wanted it this way. I talked to co-showrunner Leslie Headland, and she told us how they wanted to portray the East Village.
We were exploring a particular part of New York that can get over glamorized at times and can also get over, I don't know, grittified. Is that a word? And we wanted it to feel kind of like both.
And I also find very interesting that only one network show was nominated. Do you think that's reflective of the industry these days?
It is. It's very interesting. And I talked to the showrunners of Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is up for 20 Emmys.
Wow.
It's a real darling. Wow. Has done really, really well. Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband, Dan Palladino. And they said they'd never work in network TV again.
Really?
That they said it's really not built these days to be creative.
Networks are run by the marketing department. And that is the basic difference. When the people who have to sell soap are making creative decisions, and that is the bottom line, then you're screwed because they only care about the demographics that's going to buy the Tide or buy the car, and your piece has to conform to that.
She didn't hold back.
She didn't. All right, we'll be watching this weekend. The Emmy Awards ceremony airs on Fox Sunday at 8 p.m., and Allison Stewart hosts all of it on WNYC, and we can tune in at noon today.
And speaking of TV, we'll have Julian Fellowes, creator of Downton Abbey, on to talk about the Downton Abbey movie. And on Monday, we will recap the Emmys with The Atlantic's Sophie Gilbert.
Thank you so much, Allison.